Welcome to this week's Weekly Bible Devotional Podcast. This is episode number 432. Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2021. This is Edward Patterson. Daily Devotions written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is Stiff-Necked and Uncircumcised in Heart. Let's begin. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Stephen was given his powerful defense of his faith in the Savior. His critics had falsely accused Stephen. They twisted his words and recruited false witnesses in an attempt to discredit his message of truth. Before the religious council, this man of God gave a summary of God's dealings with Israel, including their habitual departures and adulteries. Stephen then spoke out boldly against the hypocrisy of the Jews and their role in crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ. In describing their stubbornness and carnality, he referred to them as being stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Of course, they did not appreciate Stephen's assessment. His critics began to cry out against Stephen with a loud voice, ran upon him, took him out of the city, and murdered him by stoning. How could they be so blind, so deceived, and so cruel? The Spirit of God led Stephen to call them stiff-necked. This word is used several times in the Bible and is another way of saying stubborn. These Jews were obstinate. They were not willing to hear the truth. They were hard-hearted and deceived. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 9, the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. God himself calls them stiff-necked. They were not willing to listen to God or his messengers. This is a dangerous place to be. They were resisting the message and the messengers. But in reality, they were not willing to listen to God. Our text says of them, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. In their stubbornness, they were unwilling to hear what God was saying. Though the Jews practiced circumcision as a sign of God's covenant with Abraham, God was more interested in the condition of their hearts. God wants our hearts to be yielded and submissive to his truth. The scriptures reference to them as uncircumcised in hearts and ears means they were carnal and fleshly in their hearts and listening habits. They could not or would not hear because of their carnality of their hearts and minds. They were thus resisting what God wanted to do in their lives. Resistance to the preacher usually indicates resistance to God. Our attitude influences our ability to hear. If we are not careful, our stubbornness, pride, or carnality can cause us to resist what God is saying. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in this mighty name. Amen. For more information about my weekly Bible devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Are you tired of living the way you have been and want a change in your life? Meaning, are you saved? Jesus has his arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel that Jesus is tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite the simple prayer out loud with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts
that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that you are God, born of a virgin birth, that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins, and gave me everlasting life. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have just repeated this simple prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.